Yesterday we discussed the topic of Malin Bekodesh Velo Moridin, in addition to the idea of Beis HaKnesses always having Kedusha, even after the Beis HaKnesses, God forbid, is destroyed, based on the Pasuk, V'hashimosius Mikdashechem, Afilu Bizman Shehem Shomim Min Bekdushasan Hin Omdin. So we're now going to talk about the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah. Remember that Kriyas HaTorah is basically a rabbinic institution. The Gemara in Masechta Bava Kamma and Daf Pei Beis tells us, based on an asmacht and parshas Bishalach, vayochu shloshes yamim bamidbar v'lo matzu mayim, that Moshe Rabbeinu established that should be a kriyas haTorah on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos. And then Ezra came and built onto that, that Shabbos mincha, we should also read the Torah, that we should read even more psukim, a minimum of 10 psukim on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos mincha. We should have at least 3 people that are called up to the Torah. But that's on a regular basis. We also have special parashios, as we know, especially this time of year, the Mishnah is going to deal with tonight, the Dalet Parashios, and as we'll see, Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael, that Moshe made a takana that we should have Kriyas HaTorah Mein Yano Shel Yom on Rosh Chodesh of Rosh Chodesh of Tanios and Tanios and Yantif of Yantif, etc., in addition to the standard Kriyas HaTorah of Monday and Thursday and Shabbos. And that's sort of a dual takana, as we'll see, that Moshe Rabbeinu made. That's the Torah Shebichsav component, and there's the Torah Shebaal Peh component, that Moshe Rabbeinu Tikin Lehem Yisrael, Shedarshin Hilchos Chag Bechag, Hilchos Atzeres Ba'atzeres, Hilchos Pesach Ba'pesach, that Moshe Rabbeinu established the practice of studying the Halachos as well. So we really see a Torah Shebichsav component, reading from the Torah itself, and then as well a Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Mishnah says, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechalios b'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Adar should fall on Shabbos, Korin b'Parsha Shkalim. Chalios b'Socha Shabbos, Makdim l'Sha'avar. It's always either on Shabbos itself, or the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, you always read Parsha Shkalim. That, of course, is a way of paying homage to the fact that in times of Beis HaMikdash, that Beis Din would be Machriz 1 month before the new fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash. The fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash started with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You need to give people a month's notice to get their half shekel in so we could start the new fiscal year. Okay, Mafsikin the Shabbos Acharis, just like we had a 1 week break last week. And then of course the next week, as we have coming up this week, is Tetzav Zachor, Bishniya Zachor, Bishlishis Paraduma. Paraduma is all about the need to be Matayar oneself, Chayavadil Matayar Atzmo Beregel, but that was especially important to be able to participate in the greatest carbon of all, the carbon Pesach, the carbon that made the Jewish people. So the theme of Parshas Parah is Tahara, which is of course required for an individual to participate in carbon Pesach. We all remember the story in the 9th chapter of Sefer Bamidbar. There were Anashim Asher Hayu Tameim Lenefesh Adam, people who were Tamei, and they came to Moshe and they said, Lama Nigara the Vilti Hakrivis Korban Hashem Moado B'Soch Bnei Yisrael. They wanted to bring the Korban, they wanted to bring it at the proper time, and most importantly, they wanted to be B'Soch Bnei Yisrael, they wanted to be with the rest of the Jewish people. B'Revius, of course, we have Parshas HaChodesh, HaChodesh Azalachem Rosh Chodeshim, marking what, again, the Havamin and that first Rashi Al HaTorah in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak could have been the very beginning of the Chumash itself, the beginning of the national story of the Jewish people, the beginning of Klal Yisrael, HaChodesh HaZalachem, Rosh Chodeshim. B'chamishis Chozrin, the Chesidron, the Chom HaFsikin, B'Roshei Chadashim, B'chanek, B'Purim, B'Taniyos, U'V'Ma'amados, U'V'Yom HaKippurim. So the end of the Mishnah could be either interpreted in terms of the Haftorah or for the Kriyas HaTorah, that on all of these days we have special readings. Of course, Rosh Chodesh, we read about the Karban of Rosh Chodesh, we start with the Karban Tamid, then we go to the Karban of Shabbos, then we go to the Karban of Rosh Chodesh, as we like to say, Tamidim Kesidrim Musafin Kilchasan B'Chanukah. Of course, Chanukah, there's nothing prescribed in the Torah, but we borrow from the Chanukas HaMishkan. So we read about the Nisim. Purim, we read Vayavo Amalek. Parenthetically, that's the only reading that we have the entire year. That's less than 10 psukim. A nice drasha about that is Kiyad al Kes Kam El Chamal Hashem Amalek Midor Dor Ein Kiso Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalem Vein Shemo Shalem. God's name, so to speak, is incomplete until we win that final victory against Amalek. So the Kriyas HaTorah is Chaser in its own right. It's not the full 10 psukim; it's only 9 psukim. B'Tanios, of course, on the Tanis Tibor, we have the special Kriyas HaTorah, the aftermath of the Eagle Azab. B'Ma'amados, we don't have this anymore, but the Ma'amados were when members of Klal Yisrael would go up in designated rotations, the Korbanos and the Beis HaMikdash, so the Kohanim would offer the Korbanos, Levim would be singing Shira, but we need representatives of the Jewish people, so you can't have a Korban Tamid that's offered on behalf of the Jewish people without any representation. You can't have taxation without representation, and you can't have Korbanos without representation. So they'd go up to Yerushalayim, the Anshei Ma'amad, and they would have a special Kriya HaTorah. They would read about Ma'isa Bresha, Sim Lo Brisi, Yom HaBalayla, Chuko Shamayim Va'aretz Lo Samti, that this is one of the Shlosh HaDvarim Sholom Omed, the Avoda. And so they would read about the Ma'aseh Breishis because the Korbanos were holding up the world. And of course, in Yom Kippur, we read all about the Avodas Yom HaKippurim in the morning and the afternoon. We read the Parsha of the Arayos. Now we have the Mishnah dealing with the Kriyas HaTorah of Yontif. You'll see that none of this is what we do. Our practice has evolved, the Balei HaTosfos pointed out, but according to the Mishnah, we would have had a very different Kriyas HaTorah by Yontif. So, Pesach Korin B'Parshas Mo'ado Shel Torah Kohanim. Of course, we on Pesach read from Sefer Shmos, so the Mishnah says, you should read the 23rd chapter of Parshas Emor. Be'atzeres, on Atzeres, of course, we start with the Atzeres Adibros. They were saying, Shiva Shavuos Tispor Lach, that's the Psukim in the 15th chapter of Devarim, in Parshas Re, B'Rosh Hashanah, B'Chodesh HaShvi, B'Chodesh. That's from the end of Sefer Bamidbar, that's Parshas Pinchas. Of course, we on Rosh Hashanah, we read first the story of Hashem Pakada Sarah, then we read the story of the Akedah. Okay, very good. B'Yom HaKippurim, Achremos, that one we follow the law of the Mishnah. B'yam tefarishim shochag, korin b'parishas ha-moedos, good, shebeteres kohanim, v'vishar kol yomos ha-chag, all the rest of the days of Sukkot, this is what we do, b'korbanos ha-chag. V'chanukah b'nesiyim, very, very good, we do that. B'purim b'yavo ha-malek, b'rashay chadashim, v'roshay chodshichem, we do that, b'mamados, b'maise b'rishis, as alluded to, b'tanios, brachos uklalos. In the Tanios, it says that you would read the Brachos Uklalos. That's not what we do. We read the aftermath of the Cheda Egel, but they would read it from the Tochacha itself. Ein mafsikin beklalos, ela echad koreas kulan. That is, of course, what we practice. B'sheni v'chamishi b'shabes mincha, korin kesidran. That's what we normally do. You follow the order of the parashios. V'ein lelun lehem mida chashbon, sh'nemar v'yidamer Moshe es mo'adei Hashem b'nei Yisrael, mitzvasan sh'yu korin kol echad v'echad bismano, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave this to the Jewish people, that each one should be read exactly at its appropriate time. Hold it up there. Baruch Hashem, we were able to finish all of the Mishnayos of Masechta Megillah.